I'm so glad I know what the Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah to God. They can't understand nothing. I say they can't understand nothing. Talking about they saved, but they won't get baptized. In Jesus' name, there's something wrong with the Holy Ghost. You hear me today? The Holy Ghost is a testimony of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Ghost comes, they can tell you as one Lord, as one saved, as one baptism, as one true Jesus, one Jesus that Christ, when it comes, it'll let you know, ain't but one God, ain't but one Lord, ain't but one saved, but the Holy Ghost got to be inside of you for you to know that. If they don't have it, they gonna say the Blessed Trinity. But I'm here to tell you, there's no Trinity. If God is in you, that's one God. How can three gods get inside of you? There's only one God. Are you with me today? It's not a Trinity, but it's a Godhead. The fullness of God was in Christ. All of God was in Christ. Is that right? I want to tell you, when you see Jesus, you see God. The Holy Ghost will let you know. When you see Jesus, you'll see God. When you see Jesus, you'll see the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will let you know that. Hey, ain't God all right? Ain't it all right? You cannot preach without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. They are confused, and then they have audacity to send people out talking about God told them to go out into the vineyard. God told them, I want you to preach. I want you to carry my word. God never told them, but they want to be so big in the Lord. They say, I'm a prophetess, and I prophesy to you today. I want to do what God wants me to do. That's what they tell them. God told me to tell you, get ready. He got a work for you to do. He got a work for you to do. And they call themselves preparing for the work. I'm going to send you to another nation. God told me he was going to use you in a special way. God told me you will speak. And I.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
You may be seated in the presence of God. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to trust in God. Come on, look at somebody and tell them it's time to trust in God. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. And it said, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand, and ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. One more time, look at somebody and tell them, trust in God. You may be seated in the presence of God. In this season, the people of God has got to begin to trust God. This is the season that your faith shall reap and harvest for you. God is breaking the traditional way that we think something should happen. It's not going to be by our might. It's not going to be by our power, but it's going to happen by His Spirit. It's not going to be about how much money you make. It's not going to be by where you live or who you know. But it will be done in the heavens, which will cause it to happen in the natural. And I want to let you know today that your fixed income will not take care of you better than God. Your job will not take care of you like God. Your job could be here today and gone tomorrow, but God will still be here. God is getting ready to bless somebody in here, and He's getting ready to send a supernatural miracle into your life. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody lift your hands one more time and say, I receive it. I receive it. God specializes in things that are impossible. When it's beyond your control, let God do it. He will give you instructions. You have to understand that it's ours, but He has to show us how about going and getting it. So hear God, because the hand of the Lord is truly upon your life. Now let me get to this message. With the mantle of prophecy fell upon Elisha, there were times he spoke things and God honored it. But in this case, he sought the Lord and spoke the words of the Lord, and it came to pass. Prophet Elisha sought God for the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, because they were in the wilderness of Edom, and they were getting ready to go to battle with the Moabites. But they had ran out of water. Now it's dry all around them, and now they thought that they were about to lose to the hand of the people of Moab. So they got discouraged. And just like them, some of you feel like you are in a dry place. So you begin to get discouraged because you feel that you can't see nothing good in the place you are in. But somebody shout, but God. So they called Prophet Elisha to hear God for them and asked him, what is God saying in this matter? God began to speak through him, and God told them, make this valley full of ditches. The people had to prepare for the miracle that God was getting ready to release, because He needed a place to pour into. Now let me say this. I say this quite often, and sometimes the only way that we can catch it is through repetition. They had to hear God, and then they had to obey God. So hearing put them in position for their miracle, and their obedience transferred the miracle to them. They had to create a place that could hold the blessing that God was about to loose in that valley. So they had to operate by faith and dig ditches, which is preparing the way for God to come in. The reason why God hasn't shown up yet is because you haven't prepared the way for Him. You have to create a ditch in your valley so God can pour into you. You got to understand that He can't pour into something that is not prepared to handle it. Look at somebody and tell them, He can't pour into something that is not prepared to handle it. This is how you allow God to pour into you. Your mindset must be changed. Let me say this. God is a very creative God. When he saw that the earth was void, he began to speak, let there be light. He created plants, the seeds, flowers, animals, and so on to fill this earth. And just like God, you have to be creative and trust God in a void in your life that he will cause it to be filled. Your mind must not focus on your memory of what you have seen or what you see now, but you must begin to focus on what you see in the future. You have to quit going by what you see now and trust God for what you don't see. I can't see my breakthrough, but I know it's coming. I can't see my job, but I know it's coming. God told you to go to that warehouse, and you're saying, what am I going there for, God? I didn't put in the application there for a job. It's not where you put the application in. It's where God has the blessings for you. There is a place that's already prepared with your blessings, and you must get to that place. What did he say to Abraham? Get unto that land, because Abraham couldn't prosper in the city he was in. And I stopped by to tell somebody that you must get to that place where your blessing is waiting on you. You must get to that place where your miracle is waiting on you. Just begin to shout, I'm finna move. As I travel, I visit a lot of cities, and I notice while in California that there are only certain plants that can grow in that state where they can't grow nowhere else. The trees that grow in Miami does not grow in certain places like Arkansas, Michigan, Atlanta, and so on. So if it's critical for the plants to be in the right place to prosper, it's critical for you to be in the right place to prosper. Faith allows God to put a supernatural miracle that's beyond your expectation in your life. Faith is something that when it happens, you can't explain it. It just happens. Look at Joseph. When God showed him the palace, he didn't see the pit in the dream. That's why when he got to the pit, he couldn't stay there, because the pit was not his dream. You don't need faith for the pit, but you need faith for the palace. So if you are going to the palace, you gotta begin to have palace faith, just in case somebody say, I'm all right where I am. But God showed you more when Joseph got to Potiphar's house. He probably felt like he had it all together, but God didn't show him Potiphar's house, but he showed him the land. And I want you to begin to dig a ditch of faith as God instructed them to did, so that you can be filled. Shout, I'm being filled tonight. Now here's my part. God told them, you won't see the rain or feel the wind, but yet that valley is going to be filled with water. The things that God is about to do in your life, you won't see the wind, neither shall you see the rain, but you're going to look around and it's done. Surprise, it's done. Somebody ought to tell somebody, surprise, 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 it's already done. So quit looking for the usual way for you to be blessed. Quit looking at the lottery and start trusting in the power of God. The average person, when God tells you he is going to fill your valley with water, they begin to look for the rain, they look for strong winds, and they look for a storm. But I came to inform you tonight that it's not going to be a storm, it's just going to be the blessings. Look at somebody and tell them, your blessings is on its way. I can't hear nobody. Look at somebody and tell them, your blessings is on its way. After the prophecy, the morning came, and verse 20 says, and it came to pass in the morning. Somebody shout, in the morning. When the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. When morning came, water had filled Edom. I want to increase your faith. Start expecting the impossible. Start expecting the unimaginable. Start expecting the unexplainable. Start expecting the unexpected. Some of you